AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump is again calling former Congresswoman and Kamala Harris supporter Liz Cheney a war hawk.
She kills people. She wanted to, even in my administration, she was pushing that we go to war with everybody. And I said, if you ever gave her a rifle and let her do the fighting, if you ever do that, she wouldn't be doing too well.
Yesterday, Trump said, let's see how Cheney would feel with guns trained at her face. Kamala Harris responded.
This must be disqualifying. Anyone who wants to be president of the United States who uses that kind of violent rhetoric is clearly disqualified and unqualified to be president.
Trump and his allies say his comments are being misconstrued. Stocks close out the week with big gains led by tech stocks. The gains come despite a weak jobs report from October. Experts blame strikes and hurricanes. The trial has started in New York for a man accused of the choking death of a black subway rider.
Prosecutors and defense agree Daniel Penny didn't intend to kill Jordan Neely, but a prosecutor told jurors that Penny went too far in trying to stop someone he saw as a threat and not as a person. A defense attorney said Penny put others' safety above his own when he put Neely in a chokehold that ended with Neely limp on the floor. Critics see him as a white vigilante killer of a black man who was behaving erratically and making dire statements, but wasn't armed and hadn't assaulted or touched anyone. Demonstrators, including Hawk Newsom, a co-founder of the Black Lives Matter movement in New York, took to the streets outside the courtroom before the proceedings.
They want to call him a hero. I got news for them. Their hero went too far. And when heroes go too far, they are criminals.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Israel launched waves of deadly airstrikes across Lebanon and Gaza that killed at least 24 people in Lebanon. At least 25 people were killed in Gaza. This is AP News. More Wendy's will be closing.
The company's CEO says another 140 restaurants across the country will close their doors. But Kirk Tanner also says the total 240 closures will be offset by about the same number of new locations coming online this year. He says many of those being shut down are underperforming in sales and have outdated facilities. Wendy's did not provide a list of which of its nearly 7,300 restaurants are closing, but says they are located all across the country. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An urban pond where goldfish used to swim beneath a leaky New York City fire hydrant has been replaced by a new makeshift aquarium days after the city unceremoniously paved over the old one due to safety concerns. Roughly 40 goldfish are now swimming around in their new home. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.